This is Talia White at 101.5 FM with your weekly Coastwatch fishing report. A few black marlin have been showing up in the trenches off North Moreton, while Spanish mackerel have been caught around hutches on slow-trolled hard-body lures and casted surface stick baits. Good snapper are still coming from the North Moreton artificial reefs, as well as areas like Bulwer and Cowan. Mackerel activity inside the bay has shifted to the eastern side after the winds and big tides dirtied the western areas. The cleaner water has produced mackerel from South Tangalooma through to the Shark Spit and Blue Hole, as well as down to Harry's and Hope Banks. They've been taking trolled lures, casted metal slugs and floated pillies. Around Scarborough and Woody Point, anglers are finding grunter, jewfish and snapper on lightly weighted soft plastics, while in the Pine River, flathead are being caught near the mouth on the run-out tide. The Caboolture River produces flathead and quality summer whiting around Baker's Flat, while the Pumicestone Passage and the Upper Caboolture River are holding great numbers of mangrove jack. Sweetlip are being caught around Green Island, Wellington Point and Mud Island, while the jewfish and threadfin have been a bit quiet, but the bite should improve this week. Check out the mouth of the Brisbane River, which should likely produce results. Sand crabs are being caught out the front of Loder through to the Manly Harbour, Wynnum Creek, Wellington Point and Green Island, while mud crabs have been the most active on the bigger tides, especially in the middle to upper reaches of most of the creeks and rivers. We're reeling it in for today. That's Talia's Coastwatch Fishing Report. Miss something? Catch the podcast again on the website at 101.5fm.com.au.